Welcome to the Casual Convo Podcast. I have this song in my soul right now. So many things are changing. I'm in a world that's breaking my heart. Oh my gosh. No longer feel the same things. Woo! Honesty is the rarest thing alive. Oh my gosh, this song is so beautiful by Cleo Soul, Her Light. Y'all, go listen to that song. It's just gonna like penetrate your soul. It's gonna make you examine yourself. Like, oh my gosh, how do you run before learning to walk? How do you have faith before taking the fall? Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm your host, Nasika. Join me for casual convos. Today in this audio letter is just me by myself, without any overthinking, any overplanning, just casually exploring thoughts, personal experiences, and spiritual journeys across a range of random topics. Plus, at the end of each episode, you know I'll pose a thought-provoking question today for a little food for thought to keep the conversation going. Okay, beauties, how are you? What's going on? I hope you're doing well. I hope you feel amazing. I hope you got up today and was just so happy to see another day because so many people don't. And I have something I need to get off my chest. Yesterday was a beautiful day. I was going hard as I do every day for the Lord because, you know, he goes so hard for me. But yesterday, I kind of fell short in a moment. And it just was like in a blink of an eye. You ever have a moment where your flesh wanted to just pop off on somebody? But then later, maybe 10 minutes later, you realize you overreacted? That happened to me yesterday. And I'm going to tell you about it. Not because I'm proud of how I handled it, but because it humbled me and it taught me a real-time lesson on wisdom, patience, and letting the Most High refine me in the little things. And it was little. To the Most High, of course, but to me, it felt like the world was tumbling down and I couldn't believe the audacity. Oh my gosh. But anyway, this episode is called Wisdom in the Waiting. When holding your tongue is the real win. That's the topic. So let's talk about what it really means to grow in grace, okay? Especially when things don't go our way. So let me just give you the story. Yesterday was my aunt's birthday. And I was like, you know, my aunt's been through so much. She deserves like me to show her that I care and I think about her for real, you know, and I call her. We got things planned coming up, but I just really want to do something so special for her because I know that she loves flowers. I know that she loves like God. I know she just loves just beautiful things that smell good. She loves candles. Like, she's the candle queen. Like, she can open up her own candle store from her house. She has so many candles. So she loves the smell of beautiful, fresh things. So flowers were perfect, right? So anyway, I ordered her some flowers online on this website. I didn't do my due diligence. I didn't check anything. I was in a rush. I was on my lunch break. I was like, let me hurry up and get these flowers for her and get it to her today because they specialize in last minute deliveries. I was so excited to bless her and show love with these flowers. But when the flowers didn't arrive, like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Are they going to actually come? So I called them and a woman answered the phone and she's like, oh, no worries. I'm going to transfer you over to that department. Just hold on. So I'm holding, I hear the music playing. And then all of a sudden the phone hangs up. I'm like, oh, okay, something's going terribly wrong. So I'm on the phone with my friend at this time. And then we're actually looking up the website and see that there's so many horrible reviews about this business. They're saying, if I can give this website 0 stars, I would. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening? They're like, they're horrible. They're scammers. They didn't even send my flowers that I ordered to a funeral. I'm like, a funeral? You didn't get flowers to a funeral? How diabolical is that? And I was just reading, hearing what my friend was saying, like, dang, you got to take it on the chin. You got to take it on the chin. I'm like, oh my gosh. My mind spiraled. Who do they think that they messing with? Who does this? What kind of scam business is doing this? I mean, you know, this is my aunt's birthday. This is funerals. This is like anniversaries. This is special times that people want to send flowers. And this is what you guys are doing. You guys are scamming. I was so livid. Okay. My mind went straight to, I want to fight them. I want to report them. I want to make them understand that they're messing with God's child. And you're going to go to hell if you don't repent. Do you understand that? You are doing such a diabolical business with this scamming. I was so mad. I started talking so reckless. I got so frustrated. I even wrote an email demanding a refund, okay? Gave the customer service rep some attitude. Like when I called back and I'm like, listen, I don't understand why the flowers haven't arrived. And it's like, I don't know, 8 o'clock at night at this point. And I'm just letting you know right now, if this is a scam, God is gonna get you. If you don't repent, I feel bad where y'all are gonna go. That's what I said. I was just kind of, she was like, just 1 second, one moment. I'm gonna get somebody on the line. And again, the phone hung up because I guess it was late and people already left anyway. But anyway, all of that to say, only to find out my aunt ended up calling me and she got the flowers like maybe like 10 minutes after all of that. She called me and said, I love my flowers. They're so beautiful. She sent me a picture. She had tears in her eyes. Like you could tell that she was about to cry and she was so happy. Now, do you know how horrible I felt? I was so ashamed of myself. So when I tell you I was convicted, I felt so small. Not because the company got me, I thought, but because I let impatience move me out of my character. I didn't wait. I didn't pray. I didn't pause. I didn't trust in the moment that what I paid for, which was $90, was being invested into something beautiful. I was thinking my money went down the drain and I ain't got no more dollars in my bank. And it just really made me realize the Most High uses small things to expose big things in us. The flower situation wasn't about the flowers. It was about my discipline, my response, my mouth. I said I wanted to fight this girl. I was like, I want to go over there and fight and drag this lady outside the store. Like, why would I do all of that? Say all of that. That's like, you're like, yo, being virtuous, that's how dragging some lady out of a flower store. What? Like, you know, my Instagram, being virtuous, is very, very much so my meditation, my place to be renewed and restored. It is calming. It is so opposite of what I was saying last night. Like, Nasika, is she pulling her hair? Like, that is crazy. Like, she's so crazy. Like, what? I cannot. So I'm really realizing sometimes wisdom, it's not loud. It's really quiet. It's restraint. And I was meditating on Psalms 90, verse 12 this morning. And it says, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." It's like the Lord just kept squeezing my heart, like I could just squeeze the life out of you if you don't get it together. I felt the tightness around my heart for a second. But that scripture just hit different after yesterday, for real. Like, because when we really number our days and pause and think about what's really happening, we start to realize how precious moments. We start to realize how precious our moments are. And that means we don't waste them on foolishness. I was being a fool yesterday. And we don't let temporary emotions write permanent responses that could stick on not even us, just ourselves, but somebody else. Like, I was trying to transfer that energy to somebody else. And that somebody else is God's child just as much as I am. So, I mean, I really played myself yesterday, like most of us do. And we really have to have more of a calm response to these things. If it's out of our control, it's out of our control. If we could report it, sure. But really, let's like take a beat and make sure we are letting things really take its course before jumping the gun, you know? Man, wisdom is being aware of the moment you're in and choosing to show up differently than your flesh wants to. That's the point. Like, and it's crazy because I wasn't even really that mad. It was just the principle, and my flesh just wanted to just present itself to say that it's in the room too. And it was so unnecessary, like really, really unnecessary. I could have just prayed and I could have just said, let me wait a little longer. But instead, I chose reaction over reflection. And I don't want that for you, lovelies. I don't want that for you at all. The Most High is teaching me you don't need a platform to practice wisdom. You need pressure. Okay, like that right there, that just pierced me again. Like, I could be on being virtuous, doing my affirmations. I could come on YouTube and Spotify, have this platform, right? And hey, y'all, practice wisdom. But no, I need the pressure. I need the real time. I need the flowers to come like 10 minutes late for me to see if I'm gonna pray, if I'm gonna really be true to this wisdom, the Holy Spirit that is inside of me. Because God will always have you examine yourself. And I'm thankful for that. As long as we're able to have air in our lungs, we wake up every day with His grace and His mercy on our side. We can reflect, we can examine, and we can change. That's what repentance is. It's changing the behavior. It's letting yourself be spirit-led and not flesh-led. So sometimes that pressure is as simple as, are you going to speak too soon or trust the Most High in the silence? And really process and really observe what's really happening. You know, it's easy to be patient in public. I'll tell you that right now. It's easy. But when I tell you privately last night, I was just you would not believe who this person was. You would not believe it was me. That was my flesh being resurrected, my old ways, my old self really taking a microphone from the spirit and just like, yo, I'm gonna beat everybody up in here if y'all don't get my honor flowers. Listen, we say we love the Most High. What we love to say after it's all said and done, well, God knows my heart. But that doesn't excuse reckless responses, okay? Because maturity shows up in the chaos, in the present. Not just when the stakes are high, but when the situation is small. So you got to be able to balance it out too. It's easy to be patient again in public, but how do you respond in private when nobody's watching but the Most High? Like, that's the most scariest audience just to have, is just the Most High sitting right beside you and you don't even know it. And then you turn around, it's like, that's what happened to me last night. It's crazy. Friends, family, I'm telling you, watch your tongue. Watch your tongue. That's what I'm learning right now. I told y'all to pray for me as I pray for you, because I need it just as much. And I don't want to just know scripture. I want to live it. I want to be slow to speak. I want to let love lead in every situation. I want to be soft, but anchored, you know? I want to be hard and firm. I don't want people to take advantage of me either, but I don't want to be foolish, you know? Like, being a fool is so corny. Like, I wouldn't even want that to be a part of my character at all. Oh, you a fool today. I mean, no. Just really being a fool because I'm coming out of character that is, like, so ungodly is something I want to run away from. I don't want this to happen again. And it won't. Because wisdom isn't just knowing better. It's doing better when it counts, for real. That's when you'll feel the reward of, like, I am just on the straight and narrow path. And really, yesterday just reminded me, and I'm grateful. I still got some pruning to do, and that's okay. That's growth. But I don't want to stay in this space, I'm telling you, where I normalize bad reactions, because giving 100% to what I say I'm committed to, again, is so much more rewarding. And that's in regards to how I speak, how I handle pressure, and how I treat others. Because being lukewarm in character is like smacking the Most High in the face. I know better, but I choose not to do better. That's what lukewarm is. And I don't want to be attached to that. I don't want that to be attached to my name. I don't want on Judgment Day for the Most High to say, you are so lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out as if I never even knew you. Like, what? I'm good. So with that being said, I would like to say a prayer today. And this is a prayer for patience and wisdom for us all. So dear Heavenly Father, teach us all to number our days, not just to manage time, but to carry wisdom. Help me to pause before I speak. Help me to wait before I react. Help us all stay rooted in grace, even when we feel rushed, irritated, or overlooked. Forgive us for the moments like we moved ahead of you, for every word we released too soon, for every situation we made worse by trying to control the outcome. Thank you for using the small things to shape us. Thank you for calling us higher, for reminding us that our response matters, even when it's minor, dear Heavenly Father. Let our mouth carry peace. Let our character reflect you in all things that we do. And let our life be marked by patience, wisdom, and self-control. In the name of Yeshua Christ, we thank you. Amen. So, my thought-provoking question I will end with today is, are you controlling your tongue? Are you? And when I reflect that question to myself, I realize in moments I am not. And I will, though, be better. And when I become better, I'll feel more proud. I'll be a better example, and I'll spread more love. And I will be marked in someone's heart as, like, I wanna be intentional like that girl. I wanna know what church she goes to. I wanna know What scriptures is she reading today? I want people to inquire about me in that light, not in like, oh, she's mad, or she's gone mad, or is she serious right now? Like, is she crazy? I don't want that. And if you're listening out there, the woman that I spoke to on the phone, even though I didn't talk to you crazy, but I still said just calming, firm, like, God is gonna get you all if this is a scam. Like, I don't want to present God in that light to somebody because I'm mad and I want what I want. You know, I want it to be more genuine and sincere. And I'm sorry. I apologize to you. If I could call you back and get you on the phone and apologize, I would. But I know there's a lot of people in the call center. So anyway, if this episode made you pause and reflect, I pray you carry that pause with you today. Don't beat yourself up for reacting wrong, but don't ignore it either. The Most High corrects those he loves. And if he's refining you, it's because he still has something powerful for you to carry out. So that's a beautiful thing. So again, thank you for listening to today's casual convo. I hope it inspired you and brought you a bit closer to the Most High. Until we chat again, remember to always speak kindly to yourself and to others, because you never know what someone else is facing. Trust me, we've all got work to do. So know that I am always praying for you. And I hope you are praying for me too, because your girl needs it. So may the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua Christ, be with us all always. Until next time. Stay soft, stay wise, and stay set apart.